Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Megan Niederwerter, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Niederwerter.
Thanks for having me.
The Swine Health Information Center has released its monthly domestic and global swine disease monitoring reports. First of all, what were the highlights domestically?
Yeah, when we look at the PRRS virus percent positive cases, we see that it was fairly similar overall in February when compared to January. However, we did see an overall increase of 3 standard deviations from the expected level in Kansas, and then specifically on the sow farm level in Missouri. And so we see that there are state-specific increases in PRRS virus detection. We also saw that in January and February, the PRRS lineage 1C variant strains were detected in several states, including Missouri, Iowa, Minnesota, also at detections in Indiana, Tennessee, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. The advisory group really highlighted this because we see that there is an increased risk of this PRRS lineage 1C variant to eastern states. Historically, we have seen that the lineage 1C was primarily focused in those Midwestern states. We're now starting to see the lineage 1C variant expand into those eastern states and really is considered an imminent risk for those states. The good news is that we don't have a lot of animal movements from the Midwest region to the eastern states posing a risk, but there are certainly equipment, including live haul equipment and trucks, which could be possible carriers for this lineage 1C variant of PRRS virus that are facilitating the dissemination into those eastern states. It's going to be really important, of course, for those states that have high breeding herd volumes, such as North Carolina, that those states, of course, do everything to maintain a negative status from PRRS lineage 1C variant. It'll be important to consider thinking about biosecurity and biocontainment approaches that are specific to truck washes, of course, site cleaning and disinfection, feed mill as a risk, and hauling trucks to, again, think about reducing the risk of that lineage 1C variant from spreading and affecting the breeding herd inventories that are in those eastern states. One of the aspects about the lineage 1C variant is that we did have a webinar at the end of February on new PRRS emerging strains, both in the U.S. as well as in Spain. And of course, that webinar is posted on our website and can be viewed now for any additional information.
What other infections were detected and what's the significance of that?
Yeah, one of the other aspects of the domestic disease monitoring report was that we saw an increase in PCV2 percent positive in the wean to market age group. This increased from 44% in January to 52% in February. And the advisory group had stated that this was likely associated with vaccine handling issues in Iowa for PCV2 that, again, resulted in an increase in positive cases. Essentially, the advisory group and the SDRS team is going to continue to monitor the detection of PCV2 percent positive cases. But of course, an over half of those cases last month were positive. And so it's also a good reminder of the importance of PCV2 vaccination, the consistent vaccine programs, and of course, a reminder that even if you don't see PCV2 associated disease or PCVAD, it is likely that the virus is present in your herd and that the disease is being controlled by your vaccination program. So, important reminder, and again, something we will continue to monitor.
What were the highlights of the Global Swine Disease Monitoring Report?
For ASF, we saw a few new cases with regards to both Asian countries as well as in the EU. First, we saw the outbreak in Singapore, in Northwest Singapore. This was the first ASF case that's been detected in that country. This makes Singapore the 17th country in Asia that has been affected by ASF since China had the disease introduced in 2018. This detection in Singapore was in a wild boar carcass at the national park. We know that Singapore has wild boars that are native to the country in both nature reserves and parks, and the country has a biosurveillance program in place to detect any ASF incursion. And this, again, is the first case of ASF detected in that country. We also saw another ASF case in domestic pigs in Brandenburg in Germany. As we know, ASF has been detected in Germany, but this was the eighth outbreak in domestic pigs, again, in the country. It was only 11 pigs. It was a smallholder farm. But those pigs have been culled again in an effort to reduce the disease spread across Germany as a country. We also saw that the Nipah virus, which is a paramyxovirus, we saw that increase in Bangladesh. This is increased cases essentially between January 4th and February 13th of this year. They have had 10 confirmed cases of Nipah virus, which is the largest outbreak of Nipah virus in Bangladesh since 2015. These cases were seen in 7 districts spanning 2 different divisions, and we know that 8 people have died due to the Nipah virus over this time period. As a reminder, we have a Swine Health Information Center has a Nipah virus fact sheet. This is a zoonotic virus. This is one that primarily the biggest risk factors are from fruit bats spreading this virus to humans. Again, humans can become infected. And we've seen these 10 cases in Bangladesh over the last month or so. The concern for pigs, of course, is that pigs can also become infected and can play a role. So it's important that we mitigate any risk of pigs becoming infected. And then, of course, preventing spread and culling pigs that do become infected. The biggest risk for humans, though, with regards to infection is exposure to those fruit bats that may be infected with the virus. And so we will continue to monitor that virus, again, for an animal disease, but a concern because we've seen those increase in cases.
How can anyone interested get more information on the domestic or global swine disease monitoring reports?
Both reports are available on our website, swinehealth.org, under the disease monitoring reports. If you click on that, then there's a link to both domestic reports as well as the global reports. In addition, these reports are monthly. They're sent out in our newsletter. And if you'd like to sign up for our newsletter listserv, there is also a place to do that on our website. I also want to point out that the domestic disease monitoring reports has a dashboard that is updated on a daily basis. And so if you want information in really real time, that dashboard is a great resource with regards to domestic disease monitoring, again, through those 5 VDLs that are collating that data for the U.S. industry.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dr. Megan Niederwerder, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.